Plans for a bronze statue of Australian musician Nick Cave, bare-chested and clad only in a loincloth. Well, they've hit a bit of a snag, these plans. The proponents aren't having much luck getting art funding because the sculptor, Corin Johnson, is British, which means it's hard to secure arts funding. Peter Loy is a member of the Warwick Nabil Art Council, and he wants to see this flamboyant sculpture built and it's installed in Warwick Nabil. G'day, Peter.
G'day, how are you, John?
Yeah, I'm all right. Why don't you just use a different sculptor? Why don't you use an Australian sculptor?
Look, there's a fair bit of history behind this this particular design, Jonathan. It was originally designed by Cave and Johnson back in the 1990s. I've spoken to Corin Johnson several times, and I've also been communicating with Corin Johnson via email for years now, and we basically came around it. The best idea was to stick to the original idea, which I think's very flamboyant, as you said. I think it's got a lot going for it, actually.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. And so you reckon you need about $200,000 to get this built.
Yeah.
Can you describe the statue for us?
It's it's originally based on how Cave thought about the media. I know it sounds strange, but Cave had a bit of a run-in with the media in Britain and the world. He didn't like the media, didn't like the way they approached him. So he felt like he was at war with them. And Corin Johnson and some friends and Nick Cave sat around and decided that what he should do is just get up on his big high horse, his rearing horse, and just charge into battle and on behalf of all artists and singers and take on the media. And that's sort of how it came about. It was a bit of fun, but with a fair bit of seriousness behind it as well.
Yeah. Well, he's in a loincloth. So.
Yeah, they originally wanted him naked, and they said, no, listen, we better not go naked. How about we go with a loincloth? So Corin Johnson came up with the actual statue, which can be on the, you know, if you look it up on the internet, it's quite readily available.
Yeah, that picture is, yeah, yeah. There's an ABC News article from a couple of years back with a picture of it there that people can find online if they want to. But it would be quite ironic because there's, I mean, it's depicting him riding into battle against the media. But then I imagine if it did get built, it'd be a media circus. There'd be media all over the place.
Oh, yeah, of course they would. It's changed since the 1990s, and so has Cave. Quite clearly, that's a 1990s Cave that's on the horse. But and that would be the case. We'd leave it at that. The the whole thing has changed drastically, mainly because of the perception from the public. What used to happen is everyone's quite sceptical, and the Australians are quite sceptical, and the public in Warwick Nabil was very sceptical. But look, since public art via the Silo Art Trail and virtually everything else that's happened artistically around the district, people have got a different perception now of public art. It's not such it's not seen in such a bad light anymore. They think, oh, okay, maybe it has got benefits and we didn't realise. And I think the Cave statue might be part of that as well. Well, I'm hoping it is.
Yeah, yeah. Well, we were talking about it yesterday, about public art and the best public art in regional Victoria, but also Gav McGrath at about 20 to 11 this morning is actually going to be talking about some of those murals that we might have missed as well. So that's coming up. But what's the likelihood of this happening now? I mean, you need $200,000. You're struggling to get arts funding in Australia. Is it going to get up?
The perception was, even though the grants used to say, look, overseas artists are welcome, so that was always, oh, beaut, you know, overseas artists, that'd be great. But the problem is once it got to a committee who had to make that decision, they went, oh, you know, and I understand this. They sort of groaned a bit and said, well, look, it's not an Australian artist, and we don't really like the idea of having money spent on somebody who is from overseas. And I fully understand that. You know, Australian artists need a lot of support, and rightfully so. So to get... And by the way, the statue would have been given that grant if the artist was Australian. We've applied for several and missed out. And it appears, you know, in hindsight only, not beforehand, but, oh, yes, put it in. And then it turns out, no, look, it's actually because he's a British artist. So we've gone, okay, all right, so what can we do? And about the only thing we can do, and some some have said, some of the grants have actually, I've rung them up and they said, look, yeah, look, you can do it with a overseas artist, but then they'll turn around and say, well, actually, no, we'd rather an Australian. So it's a bit of a catch-22. So we're trying to find a different form of income for Corin Johnson. He has to be paid. I mean, you can't just expect artists to do this for free. We have to pay him to come over here to establish. All the sculpture will be done in Australia, of course, and in Victoria. The sculpture itself, which is about 140,000, probably 160,000 now, the actual bronze statue, it's about that, plus the plinth that goes on, plus all the transport. And
so, are you looking for an altruistic kind of Nick Cave fan who's willing to stump up 200 grand? Like, how are you going to get this money?
Well, basically, yeah, you've sort of nailed it on the head there. We're looking for an individual or a group of individuals who might be able to come up with about $45,000 to $55,000 to pay for Corin Johnson's participation in this. And the rest of it will probably, if we can get some kind of, you know, the money from somewhere else for Corin, the rest of it will probably be done through public art funding.
Okay, all right.
We hope.
All right. Well, and
nothing's guaranteed. Absolutely nothing is guaranteed. Yeah. They can say yes, 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 and then all of a sudden, oh, no, look, we've changed their minds.
Yeah. Okay, is there any timeline on this, or this could go on forever?
No, this is, well, it's gone on since the 90s, so, and we've put a pretty good effort in the last 5-6 years to try and secure this. The details are pretty well worked out. Although every year I've got to ring up the foundry and say, look, you'll need to do another quote. And I do believe the quote would have gone up by 15 or 20% this year.
Yeah,
Things have gone up quite a lot in the last couple of years.
Yeah.
Well, COVID period.
Peter, best of luck with it. And look, if anything changes, we would love to have you back on and talk about...
Yes, And if anyone out there listening thinks that they know somebody or know a way around this, please get in touch with me. They can find me. It's pretty easy to find me via the Nick Cave online statue. There's a Warwicknabeal Cave statue website, so if they can email me in, I'll be able to talk to them.
Good on you, Peter. Thank you. If anyone's got a spare $45,000, $50,000, if you enjoy Nick Cave's music and you've just got that kind of cash just sitting around, you think, what am I going to do with this money? Maybe get in touch with Peter Loy, because he knows exactly how to spend it.